we might as well just give it the official.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so update number two from work wife Claire.
So, hey again, Ben and Kelly.
Oh my gosh, what's the voice?
I'm just,
what's
I feel
the
like
voice?
This is probably Claire's voice, right? So, update time. After that little radio moment and the email I sent in, which apparently the entire office heard, awesome.
Oh.
Tom and I ended up having a long talk over lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, actually sat down and talked about everything.
Okay.
Our friendship, his relationship, and the fact that this whole situation has now gone full-on morning show drama.
Oh, wow.
I told him straight up, I never wanted to be the wedge in his relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I like Mia for him. At least the version of her I don't know, but have mentally constructed through Instagram and indirect tension.
Okay.
She seems strong, and honestly, if I were her and didn't know me, I'd probably be suspicious too.
Sure.
So I told Tom it's probably best if we keep things strictly professional. No more after-hour memes, no what are you doing later chats, just work.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the part I didn't expect. He asked if we could talk more after work. So, yes, we grabbed a drink, harmless, like he said, at a spot a few blocks from the office.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first time, I saw a version of Tom I don't usually see. He got emotional.
Mm.
Not dramatic tears or anything, but that quiet kind of sadness when someone's really torn.
Oh.
He told me he loves Mia.
Oh, gosh.
But also said that losing me as a friend would feel like losing a limb, his words, not mine.
Okay.
I didn't want him to get in trouble, so I paid for the drinks, and we didn't linger. No long stares, no lingering touches, nothing out of bounds, just two people trying to figure out where the line is and how not to trip over it.
Whoa. Okay.
So I know how this probably sounds, but I swear I'm not a homewrecker. I'm not trying to win anything here. I'm just trying to do the right thing, even if I'm not totally sure what that is anymore. So, yeah, just wanted to set the record straight. I promise Ben and Kelly I'll be good, probably.
Why does she say that?
The warmest of regards, Claire.
I don't like Claire's intentions.
P.S. This has been the weirdest week of my life. I've been communicating with you two more than my own mom, LOL.
Okay, all right.
Sometimes that happens.
Sometimes it does.
Mm-hmm.
Are you getting the same vibe I'm getting, that while she's saying, hey, I almost feel like she's relishing in the fact that she is now all of a sudden an object?
Possibly. Like, I feel like she is, it does sound like she's trying to do the right things. Like, she's not the one that suggested the drinks.
Right. This is true. Tom did.
So, and then she was trying to shut it all down, but he's all like, no, I don't want to quit you as my friend. And
Tom.
I get that for him at work, she's like his lifeline. And then maybe he feels like without her, then work is just going to be work, something he's got to survive. And he doesn't have like his little buddy to help him survive it.
This is complicated.
Complicated.
We got into the weeds with this one.
Right, yeah, we're saying friends. It's friends. Don't want to lose a friend.
But
I feel like there's more.
But remember,
there's probably a little feeling behind it.
Remember last week we heard from Ashley, who said
Claire has to go.
Well, yeah. And honestly, a lot of people, John's rolling in, Tom plus Claire equals forever.
Oh, gosh, John. Yeah.
Oh, Lisa's like, sounds like they both want their cake and eat it too.
It
Mia needs to run. Oh, Shelby's like, oh, I'm ready for this update.
Okay, well, so I don't know if you.
And Alexa says, I'm treading on diabolical this morning. Listen, it's not me. I don't, what? Don't
oh, you?
Any
yes,
of this
you.
On me.
Wow, I think it was the whole, let's send roses to the office.
That is true. I did
with
say
a,
that.
With a.
I did suggest it.
Hey, it's from Claire.
Hey, Tom, you're the roses that you wanted are here. Who are these for?
Yeah, who are these for again? Why don't you tell us? All right, 502-795-1997. Have you ever been so in the weeds with a coworker that even though nothing's happening,
nothing's inappropriate,
you can't seem to dig yourself out. Right. I don't know. 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your story. I don't know where we go from this. Still haven't heard from Tom. He's just silenced since then.
Yeah, he's just kind of sitting over there.
He's just
there,
like going,
watching it all unfold.
Watching it all burn down.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe we can hear from Tom. I don't know. Tom, are you listening? Why don't you write us? All right, buddy, or call, better yet. I want to hear your voice.